Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show. Talking Phillip Rivers, signing with the Indianapolis Colts out of retirement to the Colts practice squad. Why? It's both insane and a worthy roll of the dice for Indianapolis. Remember, the Colts don't have their first-round pick for the next 2 years. No incentive to lose. Need to win and try to make the playoffs. They clearly think that Brett Rippon's not the guy. Riley Leonard may not be healthy. We might see Phillip Rivers start this weekend on the road in Seattle against the Seahawks. Femi telling you that there's basically no number he would bet with Indianapolis if Phillip Rivers plays. I'd kind of want to bet the Colts and then get a shirt afterwards that says, I survived betting Phillip Rivers in his first game back after 5 years being retired. Like I rode Space Mountain at Disney World. Got into the Philadelphia Eagles and their putrid offense last night and the loss on the road in Los Angeles. Femi and I will get to the Chargers part of the equation later this hour. Matt Moore joins us in 20 minutes from the Action Network, talking the NBA Cup, the two Eastern Conference quarterfinals tonight, Western Conference tomorrow. We look forward to that with our friend Matt Moore joining us right now to kick off hour number two on this Tuesday. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What's going on, Stink?
Nothing, man. How you guys doing?
Well, let's start with the news. Phillip Rivers out of retirement, 44 years old, to the Indianapolis Colts. Mark Schlereth's reaction is?
My reaction is, man, how bad is the state of quarterbacking in the National Football League? You know, I was talking to a defensive coordinator last week, a current defensive coordinator who just happens to be a buddy of mine, who said this to me. He said, never in the history of the National Football League has there been more arm talent and less quarterback ever. And he goes, you know, they come out of college, they come out, first off, all they do is play 7-on-7, right? So it's all about like backyard football. They play 7-on-7, they come out of college, they can't read a defense. I'm not blaming the college system. I'd do the same thing if I was in college. The easiest way to win is get a guy who's a superior athlete and just start running around and making plays and then, you know, trying to get people to sink down and play man-to-man coverage and throw it versus man. So, like, so much arm talent, so few quarterbacks, and that's the state of the National Football League. That's why you get a 44-year-old dude who's a grandfather has 10 kids and say, hey, man, you know what? You might be the best answer we have to come in here and help us get to a playoff run. Unbelievable what's going on right now that Philip Rivers is going to play. I'm assuming he's going to play at some point for the Indianapolis Colts this year.
What would your expectations be for Rivers if he does play, whether it's this week in Seattle, the week after against the Niners, or at some point to end the season, where again, like, Indy's got, they have to win. They don't have their first round pick. They pushed all the chips all in the Sauce Gardner trade. Your expectations for Phil Rivers, if and when, more likely when he gets on the field?
Well, I mean, listen, one thing about Philip is he knows what he's doing, right? He understands defenses. He can read those things. He loves to be at the line of scrimmage orchestrating, and that's what he did, right? He loves to kind of call the game from the line of scrimmage. One of the things that I think you have to do, especially if you're in Indianapolis, obviously they've got a great run game. You got to lean into that. You got to take some of that responsibility off the plate of Philip Rivers. But I'm sure he's going to want to do what, you know, those quarterbacks of his generation did, the Eli Mannings, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, wants to orchestrate at the line of scrimmage. And so it'll be really interesting to see exactly kind of what they have. I mean, I think from the neck up, he'll be able to do that. You know, to assimilate an offense, to know where to go with it and all those things. Will it be a tick slow? Will he be able to throw the ball down the field? You know, he's always pushed the ball anyhow. It'll be really interesting to see. I just expect the Indianapolis Colts to fall by the wayside. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to fall out of this race.
If you were on the Seattle, and I know obviously you played offense, but if you were on the Seattle Seahawks right now and word comes down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that Rivers is starting, what do you think the reaction is going to be in that locker room, knowing that they're going to face a guy who last played literally in 2000, almost five full years ago?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very much like the game I called in Cleveland, Tennessee versus the Browns, and the sack record that Myles Garrett is chasing. And I talked to Peter Skoronski before the game, and he said, you know, I'm walking on the field. He's walking off. He just got done warming up. And he goes, and we start talking about it. And he goes, not on our watch. We're not giving up the record. Now, Garrett had one sack, but he's like, not on it. This is the only plan we have. And I could imagine if you're the Seattle Seahawks and you're that defense that's been playing out of your mind, you're looking at it going, man, let's give him a rude welcome back to the National Football League. Not on our watch. We ain't letting him win this football game. We ain't letting him cut us up. And we're going to attack that dude. So I would imagine what the feeling is there in Seattle.
Yeah.
Indianapolis or in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah, that defense, one of the best in the league. Seahawks, 13.5-point favorites right now, but we'll see what happens later on in the week, what the Colts decide to do at quarterback. Last night, Eagles suffered their third straight loss, losing the Chargers in overtime, 22-19. A lot of criticism for Jalen Hurts, 5 turnovers in the game. Coaching staff has been under a lot of criticism as well. What's the bigger issue in Philadelphia on offense? Is it Jalen Hurts, or is it this offensive coaching staff that has this team just kind of in flux right now?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably more the offensive coaching staff. I think it's the fact that they've had injuries on their offensive line. They haven't been as good. Obviously, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson went out yesterday. Juergens, their center, has been hurt at times. So I think there's a lot of issues, a lot of influx there, using multiple guys to play. So I think that's a big part of it. And I've said this for a while. And listen, man, I've watched last night. I watched some Eagles tape, but their run game isn't very good. And then Jalen Hurts, it feels like to me this offensive coaching staff is trying to make Jalen Hurts more of a drop back guy, you know, and everybody tries to, you know, to do that. And the guys want to be able to kind of take it to the next level from that standpoint. And you lose some of that threat, very much like in Baltimore right now with an injured Lamar Jackson. When you lose some of that athleticism, some of that threat in the run game, people are basically saying, hey, man, since you can't beat us this way, or since you're unwilling to beat us this way, we're going to make you drop back. We're going to make you face a zone. We're going to make you face, you know, kind of a shell defense. We're going to make you pick us apart, and we don't believe you're good enough to pick us apart. I mean, I think every time I watch film, I always think to myself, what is the defense telling the offense, or what is the offense trying to tell the defense? And that's what I keep coming away with in that regard with Jalen Hurts. And obviously 5 total turnovers last night was putrid. And there feels like there's something. I talked about all the stinking truth. I was like, there just feels like there's something bubbling, like they got bubble gut. Like something's going on over there. And it just doesn't feel right inside that locker room. So I got a little bubble gut syndrome going on in Philadelphia. Things don't just they just don't feel well.
Yeah, we gotta send them to the bathroom, I guess, here. You bet on this Tuesday, Odyssey Sports. Yeah, I mean, listen, it happens to the best of us. Odyssey Sports said, mm-hmm. My wife made me this beef and broccoli with like Brad's stir fry. Might be some bubbles. Insider calls
it could be. You never know.
Maybe I do know. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. I might have to leave this segment. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. All right. So last night in the Eagles-Chargers game, like the Eagles get all the headlines. Like the Chargers actually won the game. And curious, Stink, as a former offensive lineman, because I'm watching this game last night, and I'm getting pissed watching this Chargers offensive line. And I know Alt and Slater are out. I understand they're down their 2 all-pro tackles. Justin Herbert, I've never seen, like, Jim Harbaugh called him a superhero. Like, he was like a superhero in this game. And I watched that, and Femi and I will talk Chargers a little later. And I feel like the Chargers, and like Harbaugh's a great coach, and like next year when they get the tackles back, things can be different. They feel like an unserious team to me right now that can't protect their quarterback who has a broken hand. How did you feel as a stud offensive lineman watching that performance and not just the inability to protect, but looking like they had no clue about how to protect their quarterback last night?
Well, I mean, I think it's endemic of the National Football League in general. You know, I've said this a bunch, but I'll say it again to you guys. There's what I call an 80-20 rule in the National Football League. And that 80-20 rule is 20% of the guys make 80% of the money. And the 80% that are left over on a roster are fighting for the 20% that's left over. And so when you're paying 8 to 10 players on your roster, you're paying a receiver $30 million, you're playing a rush defensive end $35 million, you're paying your quarterback $50 million, you're paying a stud defensive tackle $25 million. When you do that, like, there's only so much under the salary cap that you've got for the rest of the guys. And one of the things that have happened that's happened in the National Football League is that you've saved money, or you've tried to save money, by having backup offensive linemen that aren't worth a squirt of piss. And so when you get a guy that gets hurt and you put a guy in that's, to me, it's the most technical position in football, you put a guy in to play offensive line that has no business playing, I don't know what you expect. That guy, they're going to give up pressures. I mean, And I say this all the time, guys, it's the only position in sport where, one, your eyes are to the back of the football, and two, You're facing a guy across from you that's the same size and same strength, but is exponentially a better athlete than you. And yet you're expected to win 100% of the battles. I can whip your ass for 65 plays in a row. If I give up a sack on 66, I'm a piece of garbage and you go to the Pro Bowl. That's how the game is played. So to me, it's the most technical position. Every step, every hat placement, every strike, every hand placement has got to be so precise because you're facing a guy who's a better athlete than you. And so all of a sudden you're trying to save money by having backup offensive linemen that have no business being in the league. Like, what do you think is going to happen when all of a sudden those guys have to come together and play and communicate and do all those things? They're going to suffer. They're going to struggle. And that's the state of the NFL. When I came in the league, all the backup offensive linemen had started for 3-4 years somewhere else. And those guys were the backups because that's how you built a team and built a roster. And it's just not that way anymore. And it's funny, the last collective bargaining agreement, I talked to the NFLPA about this and they were like, hey, we're going to put this rookie wage scale in and and I was like adamant against it. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And ultimately, what has ended up happening, and I always said this bar I used to go to called Chilcoot Charlie's, and their motto was where we cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you. If you think they're going to save money on rookies and distribute it to middling players into your middle of your roster, you guys are stupid. They ain't doing that. They're going to pay the superstars, and then they're going to save money by keeping a bunch of guys who can't play. And so that's what's happened in the league. And so you have one or two injuries on your offensive line and you're literally screwed in today's NFL.
And we did see that last night with the Los Angeles Chargers. Final question, 30 seconds to go. What food gives Mark Schlereth the worst case of bubble gut?
Oh, there is no food. Like there is no food that I am ironclad. Like there's nothing that upsets my stomach. I mean,
so you get no bubble gut. Is it bubble gut or bubble guts, plural?
I would go guts, but I'm not a mathematician. So you never
get bubble guts.
Oh, no. I like nothing bothers my stomach till I get I am the Jason Bourne of pooping. When I have to go, I got about a 7-minute window before I touch cloth. Like that's just the way it works in my system. So I can always sense where a bathroom is 100% of the time, regardless of where I am. I always know. I walk into a mall and I eyeball it right there. Bam. There it is. I know where it's at.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Be well.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show. He definitely gets bubble guts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, Matt Moore will join us to talk NBA. I will not ask him about bubble guts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.